Perils of Civilization, presented by Dr. Norrie DeMaria. After the Spanish-American War, a new enemy reared its head amongst the people at San Cristobal de Habana in Cuba. And this enemy was an epidemic of the dread yellow fever, which claimed thousands of victims and killed more American soldiers than did the Spanish bullets. The people became panic-stricken, and at last Washington sent Major Reed to Cuba to rid the land of this ghastly plague. Arriving at Camaras in 1900, he formed the Yellow Fever Commission, and one of its members was Dr. Jesse Lazier, a man who later sacrificed his life on the altar of science. Lazier was born in America in 1866, and whilst quite young, went to Europe to study medicine at the great universities of the world. Returning home with the degree of doctor, he went to Cuba and joined in the fight against the yellow fever epidemic and lost his life. But the United States government has perpetuated his memory, and in Baltimore Harbor, a battery is named after him for services rendered to his country. At the moment, we find him in company with Major Reed, an excellent soldier, Dr. Carroll, and Aristides Agramonte, a Cuban. It is the first meeting of the Yellow Fever Commission, and Major Reed is addressing his fellow workers.
Gentlemen, the chief in Washington has sent me down here to clean up the city and rid it of this cursed plague. Departmentally, it sounds easy. Fundamentally, it's going to be the toughest problem I've ever tackled, and I don't know where to begin.
I'd suggest giving the city a spring cleaning first, Major Reed.
I've already done that, Carroll. We've hosed the streets with disinfectant. We've ordered the people to thoroughly cleanse their houses with boiling water. We've scrubbed and boiled and polished the city till it's shining like a dollar in a nigger's pocket. And the personal belongings of all who have died of the fever have been burnt. But it's no use. People are still dying in hundreds. And what a death. First they're racked with the pains of hell. Then their eyes start to water. Then jaundice sets in and they go as yellow as a kite's foot. Then come the awful attacks of vomiting, which herald the end. Hundreds of our men have fallen victims to it. It makes my gall rise when I see our brave lads being carried out of the fever hospital, feet first. A soldier of Uncle Sam doesn't deserve that sort of fate. If we could only find the cause of it, we'd be able to wipe it out.
Yes, it must be some microbe that's causing it.
What is your opinion, Dr. Lazier?
Well, frankly, I don't think it's a microbe, Major.
When did you arrive at this conclusion, Lazier?
After Aristides and I had conducted an autopsy on 18 bodies of fever victims and failed to find a single fever bacillus. Isn't that so, Aristides?
Yes, Dr. Lazier. We have made the very careful cultures. We have made the very careful test of the blood, but not one little microbe did we find.
Well, if it's not microbes, what the devil is causing it?
Mosquitoes, Major.
My mosquitoes?
By Jove, yes. That's an idea, Lazier. If you remember, Major, yellow fever nearly held up the building of the Panama Canal, and Patrick Manson traced the plague to the mosquitoes.
You're right, Carroll. And poor old Carlos Findlay of Havana has been telling us that the Cuban yellow fever is being carried by the same confounded insect. And here are the authorities been calling him a doddering old fool for saying such a thing. We'd better have him over and see what he knows.
I've already called on Dr. Findlay, Major, and he gave me these little black eggs which I have in this matchbox.
What are they?
Well, Findlay assured me they were the eggs of the yellow fever assassin.
Well, what are you going to do with them?
Hatch them if possible. Then, when they become mosquitoes, we'll test them out and see if they're as deadly as Dr. Findlay swears they are. Here are the mosquitoes, gentlemen, hatched from the eggs given me by Dr. Findlay.
Now, what do you propose to do with them, Lazier?
Try out the effect of their bite, Major.
Have you any experimental animals here?
I intend to make the test upon myself.
Nonsense, man. I won't permit you to take that risk. Damn it, it's suicide. Get some rabbits.
My dear Major, animals are immune to the sting of the malarial mosquito. To experiment upon them would only be a waste of time. We have no time to waste. Therefore, the job's up to me. We can't ask others to take a risk we're not prepared to take ourselves.
Lazier's right, Major. And I'm prepared to face the music with him.
Senos, I must also be permitted to risk the music with you.
Thank you, fellows. You're splendid.
Let's all be in it, then, if it's got to be done.
No, not you, Major. We're young men. If we do contract this plague, oh, we've got a fighting chance.
I've got as much chance as you have, even though I am 60-odd.
No, Major. Someone's got to stay out of this in order to carry on in case anything should happen.
I'm not going to be relegated to a safe position at staff headquarters. whilst two fellows go into the firing line?
Oh, the fight has only just started, Major. You may yet be called upon to go into action.
You'll find me raring to go. Now, tell me, what do you propose to do with those mosquitoes?
I'm going to take them down to the fever ward in these tubes and allow them to suck the blood from the worst cases. Then, when they've had their fill, we'll bring the insects back here and apply them to ourselves and allow them to inoculate us with the fever virus.
You're quite certain the mosquito carries the disease?
Nothing is certain, Major, but this I do know. The fever is not contagious. Otherwise, the nurses who are attending the patients would become infected.
That doesn't prove anything. These girls may be immune.
Dr. Lazier has also made experiments with the bedding of some of the victims, Major.
Well, what do you mean, Carol?
Well, some of the soldiers volunteered to test out the theory of contagion. For the past 20 days, they've slept on the identical bedding used by some of the patients who died of the fever. And not one of them have contracted it.
Where did they make this test?
In a little box of a room next to the boiler house, where the heat was stifling and moist. Just the right atmosphere for breeding fever.
And these men spend 20 days and nights in this hellhole?
Yes, Major.
And never contracted the fever?
No, Major.
Damn it, I'm proud of them. Then that wipes out the theory of contagion and leaves the mosquito, eh, Lazier?
Yes, Major. And now I think we'd better go down to the wards and give these little insects their supper, eh?
Come on, then.
Well, that's that. You certainly picked the worst cases for those devils to feed off, Lazier. Just look at them. Gorged with the blood of the yellow fever victims.
That's how we want them, Carol, as deadly as possible. We'll make the test presently.
And if the little mosquito gives us the yellow fever when she stings us, what do we do, Lazier? If we are still alive, that is.
Make war on the mosquito. Go into the drains, the sewers, and every pond and puddle hole, and clean them out until there's not a mosquito or its egg left in a barn.
And if we die of the yellow fever?
The Major will carry on the work.
By heavens, I will, Lazier.
Well, we'll get on with the job. Come on, you little beauty. I'll just place you on my arm and put this little glass cap over you so you can't get out, eh? There, that's done it.
Well, I'm next, Lazier. Pass over the tube.
Oh, I...
did it sting you, Lazier?
Yes, it stung all right, Major.
Yeah, oh. Same here. Just like a needle going into my arm.
Caramba, they do sting.
Gentlemen, I salute you. I've seen some brave men in my time, but...
you have a cold, perhaps, Major.
Cold be damned. There's a lump in my throat, and I can't swallow it.
Lazier proved that the Stegomia mosquito did cause the yellow fever. But the experiment cost him his life. It nearly cost Carol his, but Aristides, being immune, was not affected. The Major waged such a bitter war on the mosquitoes that within 3 months the city of Ibarra was free from fever for the first time for hundreds of years. Later, we find the Major, Dr. Carol, and Aristides chatting with Lazier's widow at her home in Washington.
Very kind of you, gentlemen, to pay me this visit. Somehow, it lessens the blow to know that my dear husband did not die in vain.
It might also make the position a little easier for you, Mrs. Lazier, when I tell you that the USA government has granted you a pension of $1,500 a year. Now, there'll be no need to worry about the welfare of your children.
I'm very grateful, Major.
It is just a terrible pity, Senora, that I, the unworthy Aristides, should have been left. And the so good doctor lay dear, your husband, taken.
Yes, any of us could have been better spared. Yet, if it hadn't been for Dr. Lazier's sacrifice, Mrs. Lazier, thousands of people would still be dying from that cursed yellow fever.
Yes, I must always remember that.
Well, there is another thing to remember, too, Mrs. Lazier.
And what is that, Major?
That with the courage and devotion of a soldier, Dr. Lazier risked his life and lost it. He died like a warrior at his post, sacrificing everything a young man of 34 holds dear in order that others might be safeguarded from certain death. And out there in Baltimore Harbor, the United States government has named a battery after him, a fitting memorial to a fearless, dauntless, and true soldier of science.